Our next guest might have something to say on the issue. State Public Transport Minister and Manager of Government Business, Jacinda Allan. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Tom.
Busy day for you?
Parliament days are always busy days, Tom.
Okay. So, all right, now, look, Friday, what we're hearing is we've got not a strike, a stop work meeting. I think to the average commuter, the two will be inseparable. A stop work between 10 and 2. And there's also a meeting that's allegedly occurring between 3 and 4 in the morning, which might affect peak hour services into the city. Is that true?
Well, Tom, I think, firstly, you're right. Whether it's called a stop work meeting or a strike, they're both going to have the same impact on the travelling public, which means that there'll be a disruption to services. And in the instance of the action that is planned, I believe, for tomorrow morning between 3 and 4, there is the potential for that to have some impact on the morning peak, the very, very early trains that leave first thing in the morning. And then on Friday, there is the longer period between 10 and 2 in the middle of the day that clearly will have a significant disruption for people moving around the city. And it's why the government believes very strongly that it's action that's unnecessary, particularly when talks were going on this matter as recently as just yesterday afternoon.
Okay, well, so what we're really getting here is sort of 2 days of disruption. We're getting stop work tomorrow, which could affect people travelling into the city in the morning, and then Friday we're getting the longer one between 10 and 2, but I suspect it'll be more like between 9 and 3. So it's both Thursday and Friday which are being affected here.
And unfortunately, Tom, it's also there is further action proposed for Saturday morning between 2 a.m. and 6 a.m, which will also affect some early morning services on Saturday. And I think this underscores the point being that this is action that is unnecessary, particularly when negotiations, conversations are ongoing, that particularly meetings were held late yesterday. And the opportunity to continue down that path of negotiation to get the best possible outcome for the workforce has been abandoned in place of a strategy that's all about punishing passengers. No. And it means that people are just not going to be able to move around the city on Friday in particular, as they'd planned to.
Can I ask, are either you or someone else from the government, are you personally present at these negotiations, or does someone just phone through what's going on?
At some of the more formal meetings, if you like, Tom, there have been a representative from the government, as is appropriate. In some of the other meetings that have been undertaken, they've been held in the presence of a representative of the Fair Work Commission. What's been important over the past 3 weeks is that there has been ongoing negotiation in various forms, I will say, but it's been about keeping the eye on the ball, which is about keeping the conversations going, keeping the negotiations going, and not disrupting passengers.
Okay, now I read this morning that the Rail, Tram and Bus Union's National Secretary, Bob Nanva, has accused the Premier, your boss, Daniel Andrews, of embarrassing himself by sticking his nose into the matter. So he's saying that you, the government of this state, have no right to involve yourself in the negotiations. How do you see it?
Well, we reject that assertion. The government sees very clearly that its role is to make sure that passengers are given priority in these considerations about what action may or may not be taken.
So is there any chance here that this might not happen, that there could be like a breakthrough tonight and tomorrow morning stop work could be averted and Friday's longer stop work and Saturday's industrial action could also be averted? Is that possible?
It is possible, and that ball is really in the union's court as to whether they will pull back from this action. But the government is very firm of the view that we believe that the workforce deserves a fair and reasonable pay increase.
Okay, but has a fair and reasonable offer been made by Metro in your view?
Well, there has been a lot of progress, and there have been offers put on the table that I think the general public would see in terms of remuneration have been quite reasonable. But of course, the union reserves its right to negotiate about conditions. But that right must sit with responsibilities and not take industrial action, shutting down the train system, as a first resort in the negotiations rather than as a last resort.
Do you find this personally embarrassing? I mean, the Rail, Tram and Bus Union, I'm guessing, is one of many unions that does help fund the Labor Party. Is it embarrassing that these stop work meetings, these strikes, are going on under your watch?
What I'm concerned about, Tom, is the disruption that is being faced by passengers on Friday. for no good reason. It is that there'll be people on Friday who rely on our train system to get to work, to get to medical appointments, who are not going to be able to do so because of the inability for this matter to be resolved and for the industrial action to be pulled.